Well, thank you. This is a very big problem, a challenge that UNESCO actually has been working on for more than 30 years through our five regional conventions on recognition of studies, diplomas, certificates, qualifications in higher education. Now, these conventions are not mainly about recognition of refugees qualifications, but about qualifications in higher education in general. But all of these five conventions have a clause about refugees, stating that the parties to these conventions should take all feasible steps to recognize refugees' qualifications, even in cases where there are no documentary evidence. So this is something that more than 100 states have either ratified or signed these conventions. And very recently, just 3 weeks ago, this same provision was also included in the newly adopted Global Convention on the Recognition of Higher Education Qualification, the first UN convention on higher education with a global scope. But in the course of these 30 years, we've seen that the implementation of this this provision about recognizing undocumented qualifications held by refugees has turned out to be very weak. It's very difficult for countries, for universities, for different kind of higher education institutions to implement this obligation. However, this is also something that changed a couple of years ago in Europe, with the establishment of the European Qualification Passport for refugees. And we are very lucky to have here today the very first person who was issued a qualification passport for refugees, Anwar, sitting on my left here. The Global Education Meeting in Brussels 1 year ago urged UNESCO to take the responsibility to scale up this qualification passport scheme on the global level. And we started almost immediately last year, last spring, and we were able to start working on the first pilot outside of Europe, making the qualification passport possible also in other regions of the world, namely in Africa, with a pilot in Zambia, where we now have had an award ceremony just a couple of weeks ago, where the first 11 holders of the UNESCO qualification passport were awarded their qualification passport. So we are very looking very forward to the continuation of this project. Thank you.